With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on CSN. We're 9 days away, not only from the McGregor-Mayweather fight, that's at night, it's going to probably happen at midnight, but our summer dress party, our annual tradition of hanging out. And this year, it's at Whitlow's on Wilson. Starts at 4 this year on Saturday night, so you join us at 4 o'clock. Whitlow's is a great spot. They have a rooftop tiki bar. That's where we'll be hanging. They have half-price burgers. Sunday brunch. You know what? You can just do burger for lunch, then hang out at a party, sleep there, and then do Sunday brunch.
Sounds
hang
like
out
a great,
at Willows on Wilson all weekend.
Great idea.
Hamburger. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. That hamburger clip is from Bruce the Hugger, who we will hear from momentarily. We'll sneak in a couple phone calls. We got Throwback Thursday. We got Bruce.
I feel like we've been doing a lot of the heavy lifting on an open line Thursday.
Too much.
Just what are we doing?
It's typical.
We're just dumb.
We work too hard, Cakes.
I think that's probably what it is.
Let's go to Cordell. Always love to hear from Cordell. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Cordell?
I just wanted to crash a couple hopes and dreams of everybody that's anticipating a running game from the Redskins this year. I've seen nothing from the Skins, not even just in this preseason game, but just Jay Gruden throughout his play calling career. I finally have given up hope. I've accepted him and his offense for what it is. We're a pass first offense, heavy pass, and that's fine. But to keep, I just don't like the fact, I mean, I get he has to come out and say that we're going to run the ball better, but really, I don't see how it changes because, number one, we have no solidified starter. Yeah, Rob is our starter, but how long is that going to last before P. Ryan takes the job? And then how many fumbles is he away from a guy like Mike Brown getting a shot or, you know, Chris Thompson's workload picking up or Matt Jones getting back in good graces? Who knows? You know, when I lost all hope when we had had Alfred Morris here, who goes for 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons, breaks Redskin rushing records, and we let him go for nothing for a guy who's now in the doghouse and halfway off the team. So I have no reason to believe that this run game is ever going to change.
Cordell, I'm not actually in disagreement with you at all.
Cordell,
I think that if you look at the last couple years, they haven't had a great running game. You know, Matt Jones came on last year. What did he get? 100-yard game and one other one that was close?
I thought 2.
You know, it's just not going to be heavily featured. That's not who Jay Gruden is.
It's not. And he can't stay consistent with not only a running back, but a running style. And I think I think that the times that he chooses to run the ball are typical because I can sit there and watch the game from my bed and I can call out when we're going to run the ball, which side is going to. I know if Ryan Grant's on the field every single time, we're running the ball. You know,
vast majority of Ryan Grant snaps or runs.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm sick of the 3rd-and-1 dive plays that never work. And I heard somebody say it was 99 times we ran that 3rd-and-1 dive play last year, and we only got, and out of those 99 times, I think they said 50 times, we ended up getting 2 yards or less. I'm sick of saying it. I'm sick of saying that we get no push. I'm tired of it.
Thank you, Cordell.
Thank
Jones
you, buddy.
He had 2 100-yard rushing performances.
No, Jones had 2, but
yes.
I'm saying Kelly.
Ah, Rob Kelly. Okay.
So real quick, let's go to Lee, Rehoboth Beach. Lee,
Leo
up?
From Rowood Beach. I watch you guys every day. I used to live up there all my life, and you have a great show, especially like Wednesdays with Mike Rizzo.
Nice.
He's very good at it. Too bad you can't, like I say, I told your producer you can't be on for an hour, but it's probably impossible to do. But you guys are great.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't overanalyze the Redskins. They are what they are. So
yeah,
like
we don't
the,
either.
Yeah.
So,
we
I mean, it's just football, and I'd say you guys do a great job.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. They're very kind
thank
of you to
Lee.
Call in. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Call him to compliment the
some
show.
Some nice words.
He didn't call in to troll us.
No.
He's calling to be nice. No one does that
you
anymore.
You know what Lee is? Refreshing. He's a refreshing
the
guy.
Rare
refreshing
bird.
Voice.
Sadly, outside the demo.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care at this point.
I'll take him. Hey, all right, are we going to go to Bruce real quick, then to Clip? Are we going to have time for the Clip?
Let's do the Clip first.
All right, let's do the Clip. Here you go. Throwback Thursday, Clip of the Week.
I only have a few seconds here. Let's try Charlotte again. We understand that Ricky Davis is in the room. Let's see if he picks up. Let's see if he'll talk.
All right.
If so, I would like to ask him a little bit about the dunk contest and why he slept on it. He didn't prepare a single dunk. Right. This was embarrassing.
He can still fly, though.
Yes. Still very talented.
We also have Hershey Hawkins, as Ryan wrote it down.
Oh, boy.
And we have Will Perdue if we want him.
Thank you for calling Los Angeles Marriott downtown. This is Stephanie. How much your call?
Hi, Stephanie. You're on the air right now. Can I have the room of Ricky Davis, please?
What is?
Hey, Ricky, you're on the air with the Junkies. You got a minute?
Huh?
You're on the air.
You're on the air with the Sports Junkies. Do you have just a minute to talk to us? We're big fans.
What?
The national radio show.
We
want to
talk
junkies.
About the dunk contest. Come on, Ricky. Just talk to us for a minute or two.
What, dude? Go ahead, man. Right. Talk.
All right, you're a good guy. Right, first of all, round of applause to Ricky Davis.
We're big Iowa Hawkeyes fans.
Yeah, big Steve Alford fan.
Didn't Ricky also sign with Master P? Am I right about that or wrong?
What?
Did you sign with Master P?
Yeah. I'm done with him now.
You had to be.
You're
right?
Down with Master P?
Yeah, I let him go.
Yeah, you had to.
We were wondering why you didn't have any dunks prepared for the dunk contest.
Man, you know, it's just like they put me in a right at this last minute, so.
Oh, they did?
So I just was out there trying to freak something.
Well, why couldn't you tell them that you weren't prepared and you didn't want to do it this year?
I mean, you know, I wasn't going to pass that up, you know.
Well, it's good exposure.
Yeah,
plus,
really
you got like
to do it anyway,
well, how much cash did you get for that?
Huh?
How much cash did you get just for entering?
I think you get 5 G's.
A couple.
Couple
no,
G's.
Actually, I don't know.
A couple thousand.
What is it like to know? Seriously, when you play the Clippers, I mean, it's like a guaranteed W.
Yeah, you know, just try to get your chemistry.
Hey, Ricky, who's the worst team you played this year so far?
Wizards?
Washington?
Nah, man, I have no idea.
Bulls.
It's hard, man. You know, some teams, some nights just don't have it. You know what I mean?
How many guys you got in your room right now?
Let me see you guys.
What are you guys doing?
I'm head on out of here, though, y'all, man.
Where are you going?
I'm going to kick it, so I'll take it easy, man.
All right, you're a good person. Hey, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
No.
All right.
Later.
We're going to kick it.
He sounded amazingly like Ron Dane that we hung out with at the Burger King. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he was a good guy.
He was very good.
I wanted to ask him more about Master P. How come we didn't follow up with that?
Because I makes you lazy.
Weren't too psyched to talk about him.
That's what he sounded like. He had a lot of trouble comprehending our questions.
You know,
what? Marijuana makes you lazy.
What are you saying?
Can we keep that? Can we keep the Ricky Davis?
Sure. Keep it all.
Because I think it's pretty funny when we ask, we tell him who we are. And what? And then he says it again. Who? When?
I like that.
Ricky Davis is a class A knucklehead, though.
That's fine. He was cool with us.
He is cool.
Those were so fun. We were doing the nighttime show, and I guess we were nationally syndicated at the time. We had music in the background.
Yeah.
What?
We did Bother the Pro. There were no telephone rules. We have this conference room deal meeting after the show with legal. After the show, I mean, all legal has done in 20 years is restrict the show.
All they've done is take the fun away.
I mean, we used to, and when we didn't get the stars, not that Ricky Davis was a star, but when we didn't get the pro during the Bob the Pro segment, we'd just have fun talking to the hostess at the Marriott or whatever.
Right.
I did like Ricky Davis's bit where he tried to get the triple-double at the end of a blowout and bounce the ball off the rim, and it didn't sit well with the opposing team.
So I just was out there trying to freak something.
Yeah, that's Ricky Davis in a nutshell for you.
That's so
he was
great.
Just kicking it.
That's so great.
I don't want to muddy the waters, but you know, we enjoy doing the Throwback Thursday thing, but we're also doing the visual element. You go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, and AWOD's putting up some vintage video each week. You can also go to thefandc.com/videos, and there's video of Channel 9 covering our anniversary throwback at the 930 Good. Club from about 15 years ago.
All right, do we have time for Bruce? We'll try to sneak in, Bruce. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Junkie.
How are
Hi,
you?
Bruce.
How you doing?
Bruce, we're doing
I
well.
I got an announcement to make.
Go ahead. Okay.
Don't miss my interview on Retro TV Report next week.
What is it, Case?
He has an interview.
What?
Can you do it again?
One more time.
Repeat it.
Good morning, Chucky.
Good morning, Bruce.
I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
What is it?
don't miss my interview on the transaction report next week.
Oh, she mentioned
transaction,
a tough one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Bruce. A little follow-up to the whole AWOD mystery. It seems to be a more legitimate interview. I sent a text over to David Falk because, remember, the host of the Transaction Report who booked AWOD on the show said that he'd also done interviews with David Falk, and I can't remember the others. So I sent a text to David Falk. I just said, I know this is out of left field, but by any chance did you do an interview with, I forgot the guy's host, the guy's
Steve
name.
Feuerstein
from the Transaction Report, and he said he did.
Shocking.
So apparently it was just a bad booking.
It's forever entwined now with AWOD.
Right?
Lucky David Falk.
I guess so.
It seemed like it was a bad booking. They booked Adam Epstein. All right, we got to get out of here for Cakes. EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.